This 4th of July weekend is expected to be busier than last year, according to the American Automobile Association. Carmel Delshad has more.
AAA is projecting 41 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home during this holiday weekend. That's a 2% increase from last year. In Florida, over 2 million people are expected to travel, and that's up 3% from last year. AAA spokesperson Mark Jenkins says the high number of travelers is a sign the economy is on the rebound.
And a lot of that has to do with improvements in the employment picture, rising home values. That's encouraging more people to feel comfortable spending money, especially using their credit cards to finance their travel plans.
Nearly 5 million more Americans are expected to travel for the July 4th weekend than for Memorial Day. I'm Carmel Dalshad in Orlando.
The public got a sneak peek of the proposed budget for Miami-Dade County Public Schools at its most recent budget workshop. It's not final yet, but the superintendent has sketched out a plan for the $2.9 billion budget. Sammy Mack has more on where school leaders would like the money to go.
According to Superintendent Alberto Carvalho, there will be no budget-related layoffs of teachers under this new spending plan. He also promised an additional $43 million, mostly for teachers and counselors in schools. There was caution in the budget proposal, too. School officials don't think they'll get as much tax revenue next year as the county appraiser has been projecting, so the plan would sock away $35 million for rainy day funds in case of a shortfall. The other big variable, healthcare costs, which were called unstable and unpredictable during the budget presentation. In the last round of labor negotiations, the cost of insurance was a major sticking point. The district is currently shopping around for a new plan. For State Impact Florida, I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.
The NFL has officially suspended Miami Dolphins player Deion Jordan for 4 games. It found that he violated the league's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. Jordan will be able to take part in training camp and preseason games, but once the regular season starts, he'll be off the Dolphins' active roster until September 29th. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre.